This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Find me somebody to love. 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 Find me somebody.
This is Front Row, the bigger picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Song and dance continues to dominate our stages in the Klang Valley. Just this weekend alone, there are two English language musicals and one in four Chinese languages titled Tales in Four Dialects. The folks from this Chinese group were here last week. Yesterday, we heard from the folks from Alien Adventure tell about their production. And today, we have Rashid Saleh and Llewellyn Marsh to give us a glimpse into Aladdin, a musical comedy. In fact, Aladdin and Alien Adventures are productions which involve children because today, Friday, November 20th, marks Universal Children's Day. Did you guys know that?
No.
Well, we just found out. Wow.
Thank you for telling us.
Awesome.
And you are opening tonight.
Tonight, yes. That's right.
And it's a show for
children and adults alike.
From 7 to 70 or 6 to 60. Yeah.
Well, actually, my son is coming, so he's 2.5, but he'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay, Aladdin, I didn't know the story. All I know is about the magic lamp, and that's all I have.
Actually, Aladdin's a very cool story. Actually, it's set in China, or it's not really in the Middle East, it's set in China. It's taken from 1001 Arabian Nights,
yes.
And it's actually a 400-year-old story. Mm. And it's been done in England many, many years as a pantomime. Mm. And, you know, it's set in China, and the pantomime is a show where you have lots of...
Before you define, but what's the story about?
This is about Aladdin, and there's this evil wizard called Ebenezer, and he wants to get this lamp.
How can they be in China when you have a name like Ebenezer?
Well, it's all about the Orient. I think in England, they were very
Orient.
Fascinated creative, by the Orient. Yeah.
Creative license.
Creative license, yeah. And there's Aladdin's mother is called the Widow Twanky. So that's played by our really dear friend over here, Rashid Saleh.
In fact, that was my guess, you know.
Yes.
That every pantomime will have a male...
A dame, yeah.
A male actor dressed up.
Well, yes. You know, it's not the first time I've dressed up as a female. I've done it a few times in film and on stage. So, but this one's quite unique because I'm going to be obviously performing with children. I was always told when in the past, never work with children or animals. So I'm doing sort of both.
Where are the animals?
His name's Peter Davis.
That's the animal?
Yes. MMA animal.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, well, you were telling us the story.
Yeah, so it's basically about this, the evil wizard, and he wants this lamp because he wants great powers, and he gets Aladdin, because he's an innocent boy, to go and get the lamp because he can't do it. And then there's also the genie of the ring, there's the genie of the lamp.
Who is genie?
We've got Tria Aziz playing Genie of the Ring.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she gets to sing and dance and be funny. And then Aladdin also meets a princess. And in this show, her name is Princess Kim K. Yes, and she... yeah.
You have to find out tonight.
You are modifying and adding and subtracting from this pantomime?
Yes. The thing about pantomimes is we don't use original songs. We use pop songs from old and new. And we can modify the story and context and jokes to suit the day and time. So if you do the same pantomime 5 years or 10 years or 15 years ago or 15 years later, the story will be overall the same, but the jokes and the context will be slightly different.
Yeah, because Llewellyn and Joanna Bess have done very well to make sure the songs actually blend in with the story itself. And although some of us are not, you know, actual singers and all that, but the characterization in the singing itself has helped us. So it's not old songs, but it's songs that people can relate to and children relate to, but also mixes in with the actual performance itself. The one good thing about pantomime is it's very interactive. It's between you and the audience, so the audience feels part of the show as well. So they can sing along, they can also, we'll come into the audience, we interact with the audience, and that's something that's fun for both children and adults alike.
So in talking about the pantomime, it's interactive, it's song and dance,
yes.
It fits into the specific time period
yes.
we are in. What are some of these pop songs?
We actually have Uptown Funk. We've got Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. We've got Working 9 to 5.
We also have the original song from Aladdin, A Whole New World. That's going to be quite
fun. It's done,
but you've changed
we've
the
changed
words.
We've changed it, totally changed yes. it. We've also got like Happy. We've got, what else? We've got Respect. We've got lots of fun songs, old and new, yeah.
In playing this
Widow Twanky,
that's Aladdin's mother, right? As far as I know, in the story, I mean, the mother is way in the background. With you playing it, you cannot be in the background.
Well, unfortunately, being the principal actor in it, I never knew who Widow Twankey was myself prior to Aladdin. So when I found out and read the script itself, it's a very fun character. Yes, although it's principal character, it adds in a lot of humour to the show, which already has a lot of humour. And being a man playing a woman's role is already comedy in itself. But sure. How we project that comedy as Widow Twankey, we'll have to find out.
Have you seen the costume?
Not yet. I've seen the bottom half of the costume. I will find out the
top half with the wig
tonight.
And all.
Yeah. I will let everyone find out tonight itself.
Yes,
because
tonight.
The opening night will be the best. I didn't really want to tell people about it because it's one of the big surprises of the show. That's why I haven't done.
Fun fact, Ian McKellen also has played the same role in London. Yes, in the West End.
So when you talk about the script, in essence, what you have is just the plot. And then after that, you just plug in things
yourself. The thing about Aladdin is actually there are many, many existing versions of Aladdin. So we've taken one script and we've edited and modified and added our own songs to it. Adapted, yeah. There are many, many versions of it. And it's been done in UK and around the world over and over again.
And usually pantomimes are staged in the Christmas
season.
Yes,
right. Usually it's a month. The whole month of Christmas and a bit in January. And as Rashid was saying, it's fun because the kids actually get to interact. There's also a costume competition if you get dressed up. There's also they get sweets and candies in the show. We give away.
Yes, that's right. We're going to throw away sweets. We're going to give prizes for those wearing costumes, Aladdin costumes. So there's a lot of interaction between the audience. So, you know, parents should bring their kids into Aladdin costumes and the best dressed will get a prize.
And you can come
dressed
in Indian, in Chinese, in Arab, in
anything
Middle
you
Eastern,
want.
Anything
as
beautiful and exotic and fun. Yeah.
Yes. Colourful.
Yeah, as a princess, as a prince, as a villain. Yeah, come dressed up. It's fun.
Yeah.
It starts this Friday and it runs till
the 29th of November.
November.
A Sunday.
Yeah,
and performances are at
8:30 nightly on weekdays, and then this weekend will be 3:00 and 8:30 for both nights, Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
And the final Sunday will be at 1 p.m.
Yes.
And how much are tickets?
I think you have to go to the ticket website. It's www.tix.my.
Yes.
Yes.
It's 43, 63, 73, and 103.
Yeah.
See, we love the number 3.
And also a family package that you offer.
There is a family package. I think if you go to www.tix.my, you'll find out all about it.
It's 380.
At PJ Live Arts.
Yes. PJ Live Arts is a beautiful theatre for family shows, for musicals, for comedies. Yeah, it's got a great vibe.
It'll be nice to come back there because I haven't done a performance there in about 3-4 years. So it'll be nice to interact with the other kids as well for Aladdin.
Well, thank you both very much for coming in.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Aladdin opens today at 8:30, PJ Live. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9. Shake.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.